Welcome to Improv 409, the podcast that shines a spotlight on the improv community right here in Toledo, Ohio. Each episode, I'll sit down with local performers to talk about what makes improv exciting, terrifying, hilarious, and life-changing. You'll get behind-the-scenes stories, personal journeys, and maybe a few scenes and laughs along the way. If you've ever wondered what really happens on and off the stage, or if you've thought, improv sounds fun, but I could never, then you're in the right place. You'll get the Improv 411 here on Improv 419. I'm your host, Lindsay, and welcome. Today on Improv 419, I am joined by improviser, actor, and drag artist Floyd Anderson. Hi, Floyd.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing so well.
I'm so excited to be here.
I am very excited to talk to you.
Woohoo!
I guess the way I always start with every person here, I want to know how you got your start in improv.
Wow. I would, you know what? I'm a pandemic baby. So I was at home bored just trying to figure out what I wanted to do with, which felt like what I wanted to do with my life, because in that moment, the whole world just stopped. I am a huge fan of Whose Line Is It Anyway? And once you start doing improv, you realize that's not the same thing, but you have that mindset. Mm-hmm. And I was just looking for more creative outlets, because I think during the pandemic, a lot of people kind of just, it reshaped the way you thought about stuff and about stuff you've always wanted to do. And it was like, because I feel like, I don't know if you're like this, but like, you're like, oh, I'll get to it. Then when the pandemic happened, I was like, oh, maybe I won't get to it. Well, we can't take these opportunities for granted. So definitely I'll say, oh, I was a pandemic baby and did some research online and found some classes around the area. But then I noticed there were some other stuff more centrally located to where I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm really surprised to hear that. Like, you're such a performer. Were you doing shows in high school?
Oh, I was definitely. I'm a theater kid.
Okay.
I'm a total theater kid. I would say since seventh grade to now, 42 years old. I'm a 12-year-old theater kid at heart. So, yeah, I was always a performer. Useless information. You may not know it by looking at me, but I was an athlete as well. So, yeah, I played soccer, and then I discovered theater. And I was like, what? I can get more attention without running? Perfect. Literally, that was like my mindset. Like, oh, you will still give me attention and cheers and applause, and I don't have to run up and down a field. Perfect.
That's really funny.
And I wasn't good.
Did you do? It was soccer.
Yeah,
for the
soccer.
Most part?
Okay. Yeah, I was on my mom. I was that kid. We'll just say undiagnosed ADHD. I'm an 80s kid. My mom was like, "This kid has too much attention.
Let
problems.
Him run around.
Yeah, he's too hyper." And I discovered soccer as a kid. Played it all the way up till 11th grade, and then that's kind of when I like was like, all right, I don't want to do this anymore, and then I discovered theater.
Did you do musicals, plays,
I
all of it?
I did do musicals, so like I've not done a play yet, but I've done musicals, so I've been in a lot of musicals. There's been a lot.
And we'll talk more about that.
Yeah, for sure,
I'm curious how the differences between doing stage performances like musicals compared to your improv experience.
Well, I would say, well, you know, we said earlier, literally 30 seconds ago, I'm theater kid at heart. I just stumbled on improv accidentally, but they do go hand in hand. I will say, since doing improv, and we could talk about this a little bit later, or if you want to dive into it now, it's
please
definitely helped with the audition process. I think I've had like, I don't know, you know how like athletes get like performance anxiety. I think it's like that for an actor with auditions. Mm. Like you know your material, you know your stuff, but there's something about going in front of a group of one to like four people who don't know you and just displaying your art for them.
Right, trying to prove it to them.
With someone else's written work that's probably been done before, and you're trying to create your own person. So I think improv has helped me with that and that aspect, with definitely auditions and definitely getting on stage. And there's been times I've rehearsed for a musical, and I just recently did one, I believe last spring, and I was in Little Shop of Horrors, and I played one of the street urchins, and there was a line that came up, and I nailed it until final night, and I forgot it, and improv kind of just kicked in and was like, you know, the line is along this line, so like I just kind of warped it into like how I thought it went, and it worked well. So yeah, improv is, I think every actor should probably take improv in a way, some way, shape, or form, and vice versa. I think every improver should probably take an acting class. It only makes you better.
Yeah, it's more tools in your belt that you can apply to it. Because I think in that situation, it prevents the hesitation.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I have to say something here. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's going to be something.
And we've done scenes together where we've kind of just looked at each other like, oh boy.
Yeah.
And here we are in a lava pit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Liz and I had talked about on here where it's like dipping your toe. Like, you don't just dip your toe in the pool.
No.
You're holding hands and you just dive
You're holding
right
hands
in.
And you push each other in. Yeah. And you know you have each other's quote unquote back, mm-hmm. if you know what that means.
Yeah. Do you feel that way with your other castmates in a scripted musical? Is that a similar experience?
Yeah, because it takes a village. It's mm-hmm. one of those things, like, you know, you have your main characters, your ensembles, your secondary characters. But you all need each other. Like, I can get cast in a musical with five other people, but, like, you don't want to hear me sit there and read five different characters.
Right.
It does take a village. It really is. There's no room for divaness. And I think you've done a show with me. Like, there's, like, even though I am a drag queen and I play a diva on stage and mm-hmm. in nightclubs, but no, there's, you need each other. Like, it is a team sport.
I would love to talk more about the drag queen side of things.
Let's do it.
Even like with the musicals, I think the Toledo community is really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The creative spaces that we have are really amazing. So with your drag performances, I've noticed, definitely seeing you so many times, improv does come into play. Like, Deja
Delatero. It's fine. Yes. You just say Deja D. It's fine. I don't know what I was thinking when I created that name. I was young and, you know, didn't work in my favor. But
what
was
the inspiration for?
For the name or just?
Both, yeah.
Okay, so I'm a huge nerd. I love Bond movies. I love any. Actually, I'm one of those people, if there's any strong female character, and I always resort back to, like, Bond. Like, I've always wanted to be a Bond girl, quote unquote, was one of my persona to be. So the one prerequisite I had when I started drag was, like, I wanted my first letter of my first name to match the last letter of my last name. Just, I don't know why.
I love alliteration.
I don't. Yeah, that too. But I feel like every Bond girl is like Fierce Fran or like something, you know, like, I don't know, I'm just paraphrasing the names, but I always wanted that. And I always think that those women are always just strong. Like, I know people think about Bond, but it's just like, there's so many Bond movies, but like when you see, like, there's the Bond girls, you're like, oh yeah, I remember her.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely that's how the name Deja D. Delatero came up. But when it comes back to improv, I discovered that Deja was an improver before Floyd became an improver, because I remember taking classes or like the trainings. I'm like, oh my God, I do this on stage already. But like, now I know how to do it in a professional way where it's not so, we work in a nightclub where it's not so in your face and crude. Mm. Like, but people like that because it's after midnight. But like, there's times like I can reel it back and be like, I would put it this way. Improv with drag has helped me read the room better with saying certain stuff I can say and get away with, and just reading the room like, that joke won't fly with this group.
That's really interesting. Yeah. Do you feel that too in the improv space when you're performing on the stage? Are you able to hear like what's working?
Yeah. Cause the funny story, if anyone's listening, sorry, but like the last monthly we performed at, it was a whole new crowd. I think all of us kind of sensed that it was a new group that was like, oh, let's go see this improv show. And like, they laughed, there were jokes, but like, you could definitely tell when the crowd is not, and I'm sure you've been there before, you're like, we could have done this better, I could have done that better. But it's just, you do learn how to read a crowd super quick. And it always happens after like the first line of dialogue, and you're like, I can go this way with them, or, ooh, nope, let's just tiptoe around the tulips with this group.
Yeah, you're getting vibes and signs that you're kind of they're inputting into your brain at the same time you're performing actively.
And it's definitely like an art form where you're in the moment. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you can go in with a certain mindset, but then you hear like the crickets, which happen more often than none, and you're just like, okay, this is where we're more of a thinking crowd.
Right. We're going to find our ground.
And that's good as a performer, not to always have like a knock, knock, who's there? Ha, 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 ha. But sometimes be like, let's do a more elaborate scene where you have to think about certain situations and bring the humor in a more intelligent way. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah,
instead
absolutely.
Just zinger after zinger after zinger.
Yeah, it's the challenging yourself and the audience almost.
Yeah.
With drag, I'm curious that definitely different audiences.
Oh,
I'm guessing like a Venn diagram of audience.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I'm trying to think of how to phrase this, drag is comedy at times too, but you like Deja is like a queen.
Well,
also,
oh, thank you. Thank you.
She is absolutely.
I think of it as like, as a face of the LGBTQ plus community within Northwest Ohio, like you are a public figure. And sometimes you are that voice of someone who can't have a voice.
Mm.
So I think when you say queen, I'm very flattered by it. And I will not shy away from that because a queen loves a good compliment. But like I'm a very small part of a greater picture of people.
Oh, I appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank
saying
you.
Saying that, I'm sure that. Like there's a lot of people that deserve light shined onto them performing here. But I think as a character, do you think Deja has like that stance in herself, that elevation?
Deja has an A-list personality. Like, you know, like she walks into a room and she'll wave to someone and like, my friend's like, who are you waving? I'm like, nothing, my imaginary friends. But I'm just, you just gotta get in that mindset.
Yeah.
So definitely I understand what you mean by that. Like, yeah, definitely has that stance of like, I know there's people on my shoulder who I'm willing to carry and help across a line or to guide them to know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, because not a lot of people can see that.
Performing in drag is such a powerful
persona
to have.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like really beautiful to watch.
Nice, yeah.
Do you feel that empowerment when doing improv? Because it's like beautiful Floyd showing up.
yeah, and that was, I'm happy you brought that up, because it's so hard doing, when you first start performing, no matter, I'm sure actors go through it too, but like you kind of have to find that life balance of Deja's getting more shine or Floyd's getting more shine, or like it's a balancing act.
Hmm.
And there was a lot of time, I'd say in my 40s, I'm 42, Floyd has kind of shined up a little bit more. It's weird talking to myself in third person. But I've shined up a little bit more and kind of like let Deja sit back. And it sounds like I have split personalities. And if you are a drag performer and you're listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. However, but like, yeah, it's really... She gives me that boost of confidence that Floyd never had.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's always, like, that, you know, the devil-angel analogy on the shoulder. Both of mine are just Deja.
Yeah.
Like, you can do it. Stop doing that. Stop doubting yourself. So, yeah.
Which is amazing because technically it's all you.
It is.
And still at the same time showing up in both places.
Bizarre, because you can hide behind makeup and people are like, oh, that's Deja. But like, it's still Floyd. But also like, I know there's certain stuff that Deja can do that Floyd can't do, which sometimes gets me in trouble. But it is a mask you hide behind, and no pun intended with the makeup.
Yeah. Beautiful makeup,
by
the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like very skilled.
A lot of tutorials.
Yeah, YouTube is good for that.
Yeah.
I would love to talk a little bit more about your recent audition and casting.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
In Stone Productions' upcoming Avenue Q production.
Yes, hold on. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you, Trekkie Monster, for showing up today.
No. Yeah, and we talked about this on the way up to a show Ann Arbor. I literally just saw it online and admit I'm personal friends with some of the people in that company. But I was, you know me, I'll talk a big game, but then I also talk myself out of it. And I woke up that day and I was like, you know what, I want to go for it. I just want to do it. I'm going to beat myself up if I don't do it. And I did it, got a callback, did the callback, and got cast within like a whole 48-hour time frame. Like, it was bam, bam, bam.
I don't doubt it at all. Like, you are made... One, you're made to be on the stage. Like,
thank you.
I can't boost you enough.
Stop.
But what was the call like when you got the role?
Oh, it was... I don't... Well, so, long story long, or long story short, however you want to take it. So, I just kind of got the call, and they were like... You know when you get... You just feel that when someone calls you and you're just like, and they're just like, hey, and you're like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Here it comes. So you have to like in your brain play the scenario in your head like, don't sound too upset. Don't sound too mad. Be grateful for the opportunity. They're like, hey, we just want to know if you would like to extend, we would like to extend the offer for you to be our Trekkie monster. And I go, what? Can you repeat that? And also, can you lead the conversation with a more hyper tone? Right. Like, can you sound more excited than I am right now?
Meet me here.
Yeah, literally, I'm already on the mountain. Can you just bring me down a little bit, like, slower next time? So, yeah, I was ecstatic. I played Calm Cool Collective on the phone, but then when I hung up the phone, I looked at my dog, Memphis. Hey, Memphis. And I was just like, oh, my God, I'm Trekkie Monster. And he was just like, can I get a treat? So I was super ecstatic. I called my mom, and she was like, what's that? And I go, here's a YouTube video. And she goes, oh, my. So if you know anything about Avenue Q. So she was like, well, that's interesting. So I'm excited, as you can see. You can't see, but, like, you can tell I'm beaming because, like, I just yes. So excited to bring this character to life. And a lot of iconic people have played it if you're, like, into, like, the puppet Sesame Street realm and everything. So I'm super excited to bring a character to life.
It's an incredible show. The cast is wonderful.
Listen, I get lost in the sauce with this cast because, like, in – by no means am I downplaying my talents, but this cast is phenomenal. So if you get a chance to see it, if you have a chance to see it, definitely come join us.
I'll be
on
there.
Avenue Q.
I will, for sure. Are there, you have like so many exciting projects that you're working on.
That's the problem. That's you can say true. Pick one. I'm like, I don't know.
Because you're also a sketch writer.
I am a sketch writer. So I recently got invited to do something up north in Detroit. I had to stop doing that, so I had to put in my little resignation. But it was such a good process that I still networked well with people.
Yeah.
So and they still talk to me, and I still write stuff. And one of the coaches up there is like, you know what? Still send me stuff. I can still give you stuff. So pointers or like guide you in the right direction. So definitely doing sketch writing in Toledo still, and being an actor, an improviser, a drag queen, and a former soccer player. Don't forget that. I used to be an athlete.
We're bringing it back. We're going to write a sketch and a musical about soccer play.
About soccer, yes. Yeah.
I would love if you could share any advice with our listeners if they were interested to get started in any of your art forms, improv.
I would
dragging.
Say,
dragging people.
You want to be a dragon. Oh, that's, I think we just coined a phrase. Like, do you want to be a dragon?
Drag,
like,
I
and
do
that's
love that.
Not even derogatory term. I'm running with it. Like,
trademark.
Do you want to be a dragon? Follow us. Follow me. I would say just do it. Don't, you're going to get, for anything you do, because I know a lot of stuff that I did not do. I was so worried about criticism and what other people thought. But at some point, you have to do something for you. Mm-hmm. And the what is the worst thing that could happen is that you don't do it. And then you play the what-if scenarios in your head. So I know that sounds cliche to say just do it. Even if you're just at home and you discover makeup randomly in your house, if it's, I don't know if it's your sister's or like your mom's, or you just put a little bit of mascara on, pop in your favorite, like Mariah, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Sing All I Want for Christmas in the mirror. Like just some way to just express yourself, because that's all it is. Is it, no matter if it's drag, improv, acting, sketch writing, poetry, other all forms of art, they're just expression. And I think that's why the arts are so important within any community, whether you're gay, straight, bi, black, white, Asian. Like it's, the arts are just so important for expression. And they, and I always say this all the time, art form is a form of self-care. It really is.
That's really beautiful. I agree 100%. Don't let fear hold you back from the things that bring you joy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to do some improv?
Yeah, let's do some improv.
Let's do it. Okay, y'all. So our suggestion is monster.
Monster.
There's no reason to be afraid, Toby.
Oh, but Ma, you don't understand. The kids at school make fun of me.
I know. You got your dad's weird thumbs.
It's not even about the thumbs. You made me get this haircut.
Okay, I thought it would distract.
No,
I thought
really?
It would distract from your hands.
You thought a mullet with a fringe bang would distract from my thumbs?
It worked, didn't it? Because now they're making fun of your hair. So we're just working our way down.
What's next?
We can get you some bell, like shiny bell bottoms, and then they'll make fun of your clothes instead of your hair.
Well, I do like the bell bottoms, but like I really like wearing high waters. You never know when a flood is going to come through, and I'm always expecting one.
I know, you're so precautious.
I know, because I care.
We can't prevent, or we can't prepare for all possibilities.
But Ma, listen. So like, if I get shiny bell bottoms with this fringe cut mullet hair, so like, can I get a new lunchbox?
Of course.
Thank you. Because I saw one at that place down the street. And I just, Frankie's
Lunchbox.
Yes. And there's a monster on it. And I love it. And all my friends have it. And I just really, 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 really want it so bad.
Okay. So we'll go get you a whole new crazy outfit to distract from everything that's really perfectly beautiful about you.
Okay, but you're supposed to say that you're my mom, but like, so
I know, I have to say it to you.
Okay. But listen, if I get the lunchbox I really, really, really want, mm-hmm. and then you get me the shiny bell bottoms, I know that I'm 16, going on 17. Can I get a tube top? I'll wear straps, so it's not like suggestive, but like a tube top.
Yes, it has to be appropriate for school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can't be in detention. You're one of the good kids.
I am one of the good kids, but like club thumbs, a mullet, my new lunchbox, shiny bell bottoms, and a tube top, I think it will scream superstar.
Yes, sure.
Why'd you say it like that?
I'm saying it supportively.
No. Supportively would have been like, sure, absolutely, there's my boy. But you said, sure.
I'm saying it the way Dr. Smith advised. So your confidence remains high and you become a productive adult in our society.
That doctor you took me to, Dr. Smith? The one with the mullet and the fringe cut bangs who I've been trying to emulate my past 3 months of my life.
He is a very inspiring man.
He is. So that's why when I suggested myself, you should have been like, sure, I love that for you.
Yes, I love that for you, darling.
Really?
Toby, my boy.
Mm-hmm. 6'7".
You know, mm-hmm. I'm not on the TikToks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have no idea what that means, but I want you to know, 6'7" to you.
You're bullying me.
Who says that? 6'7" could mean anything. Actually, you know what? Sure.
Oh, my gosh. I feel bullied right now.
Oh, look at my mom, 6'7", feeling bullied. How's it feel?
Should I get a mullet?
With fringe cut bangs? Yeah, you should. Also, let's talk about your clubbed big toe.
Oh my gosh, Toby.
Yeah.
You know I'm scared to wear sandals in the summer because of those.
I know. You know what? I think I'm going to talk to Dr. Smith more. I feel great.
No, he's my friend.
No. He can be your friend, but like, I feel like he's fixed me. I don't care what people think of me.
Toby, your confidence is getting too high. You're getting too far away from your mother.
6'7", Mom. 6'7".
No. 5'9".
No one knows what that means.
12'2". Son, please.
No. 12'2" means something in, like, I believe semi-truck driving. 6'7".
10'4".
Okay. This is what we call growth, Ma. I like this vibe for you.
No, I wanted it. I was perfect. I was perfectly fine. You made me feel imperfect.
Notice how I became the parent in this moment.
Oh, I know. You're standing so tall.
So tall. It's the power of what? 6'7".
I'm shrinking.
Yes. Little.
My boy. But, no.
I'm your man
now. You're growing so
in a non-nasty way, but I'm your man now. I'm a man.
Your hair's looking so cool.
And I prefer to go by Tobias now.
Oh, my gosh. Tobias, I'll get you that monster lunchbox you wanted.
Actually,
don't leave me.
Yeah, thank you. I'll take that now.
Scene. Thank you so much for being here, Floyd.
Thank you for having me. I had a ball.
I I love talking with you.
Yes.
Do you have anything you would like to promote?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. You can find me at Floyd Flips the Script. And also, I'm going to plug my TikTok because I think I found my content area, which is just me and my dog. So if you like Frenchies, perfect. Mm-hmm. So, and that's, you can just look up Toledo Famous on TikTok and I show up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you to WGTE, Voices Around Us, and our producer, Chris Pfeiffer, for making this podcast possible. And of course, thank you to today's guests for sharing their stories and their love of improv. You can find Improv 419 at wgte.org/improv419 or any podcast streaming platform. And finally, thank you to you, the listeners, for tuning in and supporting. Please check out the other wonderful podcasts, part of the Voices Around Us series, and stay tuned for more Improv 419 episodes.
WGTE. Voices Around Us.